Page 4, President's Message, audio description in the capital city by Jeff Tom. Sacramento has been accused of being a cow town with major delusions of grandeur. We like to think we have as much culture as those folks in the Bay or La La Land. Deep down, however, Sacramentans know they have a way to go to become that metropolis they crave to be. Having said that, we do have lots of theater productions in Sacramento, and we draw production companies from all over the nation who perform some of the best old and new plays you could ever want to see. In times past, we primarily had summer productions, but now we can see them all year round. Until April, however, we had never had an audio-described play in our fair city. Hopefully it's a mere beginning of a story, but it's something to be proud of and well worth the telling. For many Sacramentans, audio-described plays were something you attended by going to San Francisco or San Jose. Audio-described productions in Sacramento were nice dreams, like winning the lottery or receiving a fan letter from Julia Roberts. However, 2 years ago, the tide slowly began to turn. Ann Kaiser and I made the initial foray toward the goal of audio-described plays in the capital city with our visit to Marlene Shire Anderson of the Sacramento Community Theater. From the very beginning, Ms. Shire Anderson had been interested in the project, the theater already having captioning for its deaf patrons, and been treated to a workshop by Southern California describers, including Terry Grossman, a longtime friend of CCB. Money, however, was and still is a big issue, as the theater, like most of its kind throughout the nation, is not in a position to underwrite the cost of equipment, let alone training and related costs of running an audio description program. Page 5. For about a year, the momentum slid away as we didn't aggressively follow up. But Margie Donovan rode into the suburbs of Sacramento like General Patton or perhaps John Wayne and helped save the day. Margie and I did some brainstorming, and after a meeting with Marlena, determined that perhaps a little house on the prairie might just be the ticket, so to speak, to kick off our hopes for audio description. As luck would have it, Margie discovered that Nashville had used a describer, Beth Crabb, for that very play put on by the same company that was coming to Sacramento in April. The rest, as they say, is history. Beth was more than willing to come to Sacramento and describe the play. The CCB Capital Chapter agreed to pay for her airfare, while the theater paid the extremely reasonable cost of her stipend for providing the description. The producers of the play subsidized the tickets so that they were quite reasonably priced, and the event was on. What made the Saturday matinee such a special event was not just that over 30 blind and low-vision individuals attended, but that they came from throughout the community. Members of CCB, NFBC, the local Macular Friends organization, and persons aligned with no group whatsoever attended. Many of them went to dinner after the show and had a chance to talk with Beth. Without exception, they wanted more shows. Moreover, a core group, essentially a steering committee, including Marlene and Margie, is continuing to plan for the future. We have lofty goals, but we'll take it slow and ensure that our support is community-wide and that we have sufficient resources to maintain our program in the years to come. Why bother to tell this as yet unfinished saga? It's very simple, to show that a local blind community can get together and rally round a cause and make things happen. This isn't a CCB success, although I'm proud that our chapter has played an active role. It's a Sacramento blind community success, and if our plans are to come to fruition, it must remain that way. In a couple of years, I'll do an update on this story, and I just bet I will mention some audio-described productions I've seen in downtown Sacramento.